This is Radio Boston. I'm Kimberly Atkins. Wynn Resorts will pay a $35 million fine, but the company will be allowed to keep the license for its Encore Boston Harbor Casino in Everett. This, despite the Massachusetts Gaming Commission's serious concerns about the company concealing information during the application process about sexual harassment allegations against the company founder and then CEO, Steve Wynn. Here's Gaming Commission Chairwoman Kathy Judd Stein this morning.
We're profoundly disturbed by repeated systemic failures and the pervasive culture of non-disclosure to help ensure future compliance and indeed to punish for transgressions. The Commission has imposed a series of penalties and conditions.
They're also personally fining Wynn's current CEO, Matt Maddox, $500,000. The company still plans to open the $2.6 billion Everett Casino in June. Here to talk about this fine in context with me is Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter Rick Velotta. Rick, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me on.
Also with us is Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinaki. Joan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Rick, I'd like to start with you. I know you've been covering the tourism and gambling industries there in Las Vegas for nearly three decades. Are you surprised by this $30 million fine? $35
million. Actually, I wasn't too terribly surprised. I thought it might be a little bit more, and I think a lot of the people that watch the gaming industry suspected that it could have been higher than that because there was a sense that the Massachusetts Gaming Commission meant business on this, and they really were disturbed by some of the things that had happened, and that they would actually try to, fine them a little bit higher, make the penalty even greater than it was.
And that is a record penalty. It beats out the $15 million penalty levied against Wynn for essentially the same violations. $20 million for the same violations. Why were you expecting? Talk a little bit more about why you were expecting this to be even bigger. Because this is a drop in the bucket of what this hotel casino is expected to bring in each day.
Sure. I think that it went to the fact that the investigation that went on for like more than a year. Obviously, the people in Massachusetts were very concerned about what was going on. I received numerous comments from people from the Boston area suggesting that they did not want to have Wynn Resorts as the licensee for that particular property. So I know that the Massachusetts Gaming Commission really wanted to send a message, make a statement, not just to Wynn Resorts, but to any other gaming company that did any kind of business in the state to, let people know that we're not going to tolerate this kind of stuff. And the fact that it was just, just $30 million, to me, it kind of speaks to the fact that this is a big dollar industry that you're right, it's going to bring in a lot of additional money to the state.
And the fine for Maddox, $500,000 fine, that's about 2.9% of what he made last year of his total compensation. Joan, I want to get your initial reaction to this as well.
Well, I basically agree. I mean, I don't think the license was ever really in jeopardy, but I think there was an expectation that the fine would be a lot bigger. And in the days leading up to this final release of the report, there was a lot of speculation that Matt Maddox would be found not suitable. So in the end, the $500,000 fine that he has to personally pay is a huge amount to the average person, but really comes down to kind of a slap on the wrist for him, I believe.
And Wynn Resorts has not really commented publicly about this decision. They've said only, quote, that they are, quote, in the process of reviewing it, end quote. Rick, you've been covering this company for a long time. How do you think the employees and the leadership are processing this?
I suspect that there's a lot of relief in finally knowing what the outcome was going to be. Even though it's been suggested that it was possible that they could have lost their license, I think most people in the industry and most people, matter of fact, thought that wasn't going to happen. There was just too much at stake, too much invested already. They're already have hired a number of employees. They've already started to book reservations for people. This wasn't something that was going to be reversed very easily, because that would have just put everything to a halt. And then who knows what would happen next? It might take years to sell the property to whoever the next owner would be. So I think that go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think that as far as the Wynn executive staff is concerned, they're relieved. I think that the people that the employees are also probably relieved, because they've gone through a lot in the past year with all these stories swirling around them about harassment and some of the issues that were brought forward, and also confident that Matt Maddox and his team was going to do the best that they possibly could to lead them through this very tough time for the company.
Rick, what do you think this means for Wynn going forward? Do you expect to see this sort of similar thing happen every time they try to open a new casino or apply for a new license? And not just Wynn, other casinos as well who may be facing these kinds of issues. Do you think that this is a warning shot, or do you think that this is a relief to everyone that this is something that's probably, as Joan said, a slap on the wrist?
It's probably a combination of both, because the fact is that they have made it through, and let's be real, they successfully made it through this process. But at the same time, they're going to have that stigma attached to them every time this comes up. Anytime sexual harassment comes up, anytime a licensing in another jurisdiction comes up, they're always going to be scrutinized, and people are going to point to this record fine in Massachusetts and the record fine in Nevada and say, gee, is this really a company that we want to become involved with? They could say just about anything to mollify whoever the regulators might be. But the fact is, there's always going to be some doubt brought upon by just this series of events that occurred over the last year and change.
Joan, you wrote in a column last month, quote, as long as Maddox is CEO, Wynn Resorts should not get to keep the casino license, end quote. Are you satisfied with the decision to fine him personally $500,000?
Well, it doesn't really matter, you know, if I'm satisfied or not. I mean, the Gaming Commission was. I mean, I do think, you know, his, tenure as CEO is really interesting. He was handpicked by Steve Wynn. Even the Gaming Commissioner's questioning of him was really, really tough. He looked kind of dishonest and dodgy while he was answering the questions. There's been a lot of speculation about sort of tensions between him and Elaine Wynn. So it will be interesting from, you know, the corporate side, you know, like what happens with Wynn Resorts. There's also been talk about tension between the local team in Boston or Everett and Las Vegas. So, you know, what happens there. But going forward, I mean, I think there are real questions here for the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. They didn't ask Wynn Resorts a specific question back when they were applying for the license. You know, did anybody pay millions of dollars to, pay off women who accused Steve Wynn of sexual assault and harassment? Because they didn't ask that specific question, Wynn Resorts didn't provide the information. Mm. Going forward, they should really kind of fine-tune the questions that they're asking people that are seeking licenses here.
And do you have faith in the commission going forward, Joan? Do you think that they've learned their lesson from this, or do you think that this may be a perpetual problem?
Well, they have a new chairwoman now appointed by Governor Charlie Baker. Their integrity, their credibility has kind of been called into question. So, they have something to prove as well going forward.
And the fact that the casino is already built and it's ready to go, do you think that has tied the commission's hands, Rick? I mean, in this case, do you think because there was already a plan to open in June, as you said, people have been hired, everything's ready to go, played a big factor here?
I think it did. Obviously, the commission and probably everybody else who lives in Massachusetts doesn't want to see a situation where, you know, thousands of people who have been given a job are suddenly put on the unemployment line. That wouldn't sit very well with a lot of people. Although, you know, I also understand that there's this question of integrity and going forward, whether the Wynn Resorts people or any other gaming company can be trusted, because you don't ask the right questions at the time of some kind of a suitability hearing. You know, how many different types of questions do you have to ask? One of the things I noted that in this, this decision that was reached was that they pretty much emphasized that anything that comes up like this, they need to self-report. And obviously that's something that it's a little bit hard to do for certain companies, because they wonder, well, gee, is this serious enough a situation that I need to self-report it? Or is this something that, they're going to take the call and say, yeah, okay, we got it. But fine, that's it.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be probably going to be a lot more cautious, especially when dealing with Massachusetts, just because of the fact that they have this mandate to now self-report anything that of any substance that comes up in the future.
And Rick, I want to make a note that we did reach out to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, and they declined to be available outside the press conference this morning after this fine was announced. Las Vegas Review Journal reporter Rick Velotta, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
And Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinaki, thanks as always for being with us.
Thank you.